everything we had behind her. Lord, I hope the gold band on her hand will serve as a reminder. And true love is a treasure, it's very seldom found. But you can't stay together, there's no common ground. Oh, how I wish Dallas was in Tennessee, if I could move Texas east, then she'd be here with me. Then nothing else would come between the two of us, if Dallas was in Tennessee. Oh, if Dallas was in Tennessee. Dallas packed her suitcase, drove off in the brand new car I bought her.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. John Bolton's vehicles have arrived at federal court in Maryland one day after he was indicted on 18 counts of allegedly misappropriating classified information. ABC's Chief Justice correspondent Pierre Thomas has more on the third indictment against one of President Trump's critics.
Bolton pushing back, declaring the indictment retribution and an abuse of power, writing, "These charges are not just about his focus on me or my diaries, but his intensive effort to intimidate his opponents to ensure that he alone determines what is said about his conduct."
Today, President Trump hosts Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House one day after he spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin for more than 2 hours and agreed to another summit. It's day 17 of the government shutdown. The Senate's gone for the weekend, which means the shutdown will last until at least Monday. And Meta, Facebook's parent company, is adding parental controls for kids' interactions with AI chatbots. This is ABC News. Distribution of recovery funds to flood-devastated Central Texas has been uneven at best.
Kerr County, northwest of San Antonio, was dealt the hardest hit by the Independence Day flash floods, including the disaster at Camp Mystic. But so far, only about one-fifth of applicants for federal disaster assistance from Kerr County have been deemed eligible to get financial help. The Texas Tribune reports that 9 other counties with less extensive damage have received a higher proportion of approvals from FEMA, leaving Kerr County officials wondering what's going on. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Founding member of rock and roll icons Kiss died Thursday. Ace Frehley was 74. He died in New Jersey, his family says, following a recent fall. He co-founded KISS, the 2014 inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Frehley also had significant solo success with New York Groove, which became a KISS staple. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Protect your home and auto with a bundle from Progressive so you can stop worrying about them and invent new things to worry about, like snakes in your bedroom. Sure, that sounds incredibly irrational, but now that we've mentioned it, you are a little worried. The odds of one snake, let alone snakes plural, are so slim. But you might want to check. Oh, you're not near your bedroom. Guess you'll just have to sit there and worry about it. So let Progressive protect your home and auto, because you've got enough to worry about. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary. No substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny and warm for mid-October. There will be a few showers around ahead of a frontal boundary. Highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, an isolated shower in the evening, then becoming mostly clear with lows in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny on Saturday. Highs in the upper 60s. The bathroom you always wanted. Interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin is again ending the budget year with more money than it expected. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau says the state will end the year with a general fund surplus of over $4.5 billion. It's almost $270 million more than expected. The state brought in over $22 billion in taxes. That's up about 5% from last year. Governor Tony Evers wants to move forward with plans for Wisconsin prisons. Evers wants Republicans on the State Building Commission to sign off on $15 million set aside for the Department of Corrections to implement a $535 million plan he introduced as part of his budget plan in February. And firing a football coach doesn't come cheap. The Wisconsin State Journal has determined that the buyout Badgers coach Luke Fickell would be owed if he's let go following this Saturday's game against Ohio State would be about $28 million. Fickell's the highest paid state employee with an annual salary of over $7.5 million.
At Compere Home, we know the way to finance your construction project. From traditional builds to unique rural homes like barn dominiums. With single close construction loans and long-term fixed rates, we make financing simple and steady. Qualified clients even have the option to serve as their own general contractor if desired. Call 833-759-4726 or visit CompureHome.com today. We're Compure Home, and we know the way. Compure Home is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 619731. We know the feeling. When you close your eyes, you're there. Wide open spaces, fresh air, the home you've been dreaming of. We also know there's uncertainty. Between you and your destination, there's the unknown. But at Compure Home, we've been helping neighbors like you finance rural homes for decades. Call 833-759-4726 or visit CompureHome.com today. We're Compure Home, and we know the way. Compure Home is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 619731.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire. And Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. One person was injured when a semi-tanker hauling manure rolled over and started on fire in the township of Canton Thursday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, the tanker was traveling westbound on Highway Double J and failed to negotiate a sharp corner, lost control, and the semi rolled onto its side in the southbound ditch, catching fire. Two witnesses assisted the driver out of the semi. He was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A Wabasha man has pled guilty to charges related to the possession of child sexual abuse material. 43-year-old Charles Harris pleaded guilty to the charges in Wabasha County District Court and was sentenced to 8.5 years in prison. An investigation of Harris began in April after authorities received a tip that Harris had child pornography material. Trempealeau County is in need of a new sheriff. The office of Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers Thursday announced that applications are now being accepted to fill the vacancy that will be created with the coming retirement of current Trempealeau County Sheriff Brent Simmingson. Application information can be found at evers.wy.gov. A pair of city parks in La Crosse, closed in September by that city's mayor, will remain closed for now. Burns Park and Cameron Park were closed due to what the mayor said at the time was the behavior of sheltered and unsheltered individuals. The parks are currently surrounded by fencing with continuing concerns about the safety and integrity of those public spaces. Concerns that include the selling of drugs, drug use, violence, and other inappropriate conduct. The mayor says the parks will remain closed until a plan can be put in place to address those issues. Colder temperatures and more snow is expected this winter. The National Weather Service released its first forecast for the upcoming winter. Now, a weak La Nina is expected, and that will bring below normal temperatures and more snow, with the coldest temperatures expected in January and February. You're listening to WRDN News.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey.
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for snowbirds to automate lights, locks, and thermostats from the beach. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind. You can see WWT.net.
Mayo Clinic will go out of network next year for most Medicare Advantage plans from two of the country's largest health insurers. The charges mean beneficiaries with United Healthcare and Humana in Minnesota will need different insurance coverage to continue access to the medical center in Rochester. Neither Mayo nor the insurance companies gave a reason for the change. The network cuts at United Healthcare and Humana are just two examples of how more than 1.1 million people in Medicare statewide in Minnesota are sizing up some big changes for next year, from higher premiums to fewer choices. Wisconsinites are being urged to get their flu, COVID, and RSV vaccines now rather than later. Wisconsin Department of Health Services epidemiologist Tom Haupt says those shots take time to activate in your body, so getting the shots now will help prevent you from catching or spreading illnesses later in the season. Haupt says DHS is worried about the spread of RSV this season, which can severely injure or even kill infants who are unable to get vaccinated. Making sure that you don't catch the virus is the best way to protect others. Haupt says flu, RSV, and COVID vaccines are available now from either your doctor, a clinic, or local pharmacy. If you're looking for help in getting a shot, check online at dhs.wy.gov to find a vaccination site near you. A bill establishing penalties for sextortion in Wisconsin is ready to be signed into law. The measure, named after 15-year-old sextortion victim Brady Bowen, makes it a standalone crime in the state. Thorpe Republican Jesse James explained on the state Senate floor that adults will coerce kids and teenagers into sending explicit images of themselves online. Once they do, they blackmail the kids by threatening to release the images, harm their families, or ruin their reputation and more, unless they pay a certain amount of money. Braden took his own life earlier this year when confronted by a threat of sextortion. Governor Evers is expected to sign the bill, which allows for charging a Class B felony if the victim commits suicide, which would allow for imprisonment of up to 60 years on conviction. The government shutdown is delaying money needed for heating bills. The Low Income Energy Assistance Program is taking applications for this year, but it can't give the benefits without federal funding. According to the Minnesota Department of Commerce, the cash may not arrive until November or later, even if the shutdown is resolved soon. The program is made to help low-income families stay warm through the winter, and with temperatures starting to drop, this delay could have serious impacts. Annually, it helps about 125,000 households keep the heat on, mostly in the greater Minneapolis area and for people over the age of 60. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin's Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
The Dodgers are one win away from returning to the World Series. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They knocked off the Brewers 3-1 in Game 3 of the National League Championship Series yesterday. Tommy Edman drove in the go-ahead run in the sixth inning with a single off of Jacob Mizorowski. Miz worked five innings and struck out nine but suffered the loss. Caleb Durbin had two of the Brewers' four hits on the night. The Brewers now trail 3-0 in the series and face a must-win Game 4 tonight. Manager Pat Murphy.
That team's pretty good. So are we. We haven't shown our best foot. Like I said, if you would have told me the Dodgers were going to score 10 runs in three games, what would be the score? If you said 2-1 us or 1-2, 1-2 them, you know, you wouldn't say 0-3, but we haven't got the clutch hit.
Blue Jays tied the ALCS at 2 games apiece. They knocked off Seattle 8-2 in Seattle last night. The Hockey Badgers scored midway through the third to pull out a 1-1 tie against Minnesota State in overtime at the Kohl Center. Freshman Oliver Tulk had the goal and won all 15 of his face-offs. Head coach Mike Hastings.
You know what? He's got a mental hardness to him that he just goes out and plays. And I haven't been a part of many of those performances on the dot when you go 15-0. So he does that, and karma has a tendency to pay you back in this game. And when you're honest there and doing things that he was doing to score that goal, I thought was just a really big play.
Week 7 of the NFL season kicked off last night with the Bengals coming from behind to beat the Steelers 33-31. Arizona and the Green Bay Packers have one more day of work before squaring off in Arizona on Sunday. The Bucs have signed shooting guard A.J. Green to a 4-year deal worth $45 million. Green averaged 7.4 points a game last season. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you're one of the millions of Americans behind on your taxes, if you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Minnesota Vikings will come back from their bye to take on the Philadelphia Eagles at U.S. Bank Stadium Sunday. Minnesota's coming off the 21-17 win in London during their most recent game, October 5th. Minnesota's in third place in the NFC North with a 3-2 record. The team hasn't decided whether J.J. McCarthy will make his return from an ankle injury or if Carson Wentz will start his fourth game in a row. Sunday's game kicks off at noon. The Minnesota Golden Gophers will try to get on a winning streak when they host Nebraska tonight. The Gophers just came from behind to beat Purdue 27-20 last Saturday. Minnesota is 2-1 in the Big Ten. Tonight's game kicks off at 7 o'clock. High school football from last night on our Duran Fresh Market scoreboard. Duran Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. In football in the Clover Belt, Eau Claire Regis easily defeats Neillsville Granton 42 to 7. So Regis ends the season with a perfect conference and regular season record. Meanwhile, in girls volleyball from the Dunn St. Croix last night, Durand, Arkansas defeats Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser 3-1. It was Boyceville over Elmwood Plum City 3-1. Clear Lake defeats Colfax 3-0. Spring Valley over Glenwood City 3-0. High school football tonight on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand, Arkansas in the Clover Belt will be hosting Mondovi to wrap up the regular season. You'll be able to hear that game here on WRDN with the Advent Health Panther preview at 6:45, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Other Clover Belt games, Stanley Boyd at Elk Mound, Osseo Fairchild hosting Fall Creek. Meanwhile, in the Dairyland Conference, Pepin Alma is at Augusta, Blair Taylor hosting Whitehall, Melrose Mindoro travels to Cochrane Fountain City, Independence Gilmanton plays at Oliva Strom. Dunn St. Croix Conference football tonight, Colfax hosting Spring Valley, Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser at Elmwood Plum City, Clear Lake at Glenwood City, Boyceville travels to Turtle Lake. And in the Middle Border Conference tonight, Somerset at Altoona, Ellsworth at Osceola, Bill plays at Prescott, Amory at St. Croix Central. Again tonight, we'll have Durand, Arkansas hosting Mondovi in boys football, which begins at 6:45 on WRDN. Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. The debate rages on and on and on, as it does every year. What is the best cartridge for deer hunting? I'll tell you what my favorite one is, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, OnX Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the OnX Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
The debate rages on year after year about what is the best cartridge for deer hunting. In some states, you can use small cartridges like 223s and 22 250s. That's a small bullet. I'm not sure I'd use those. You may have to track a deer a long ways after putting a small hole through it. But some people say that they work very well. There's the 30-06. That cartridge has been around forever and has killed many, many deer. There are people that swear that that is the only decent cartridge for deer hunting. But what about the 308? People love the 308, and they love the 30-30, even though that's a big, slow cartridge that's shot in lever actions mainly. My favorite is the 7mm-08, and I'm shooting that out of a pistol. Yes, a rifle cartridge out of a pistol. I love pistol hunting for whitetail deer, and that's my favorite cartridge. And let's not forget to mention those stray-walled cartridges like the 350 Legend and the 450 Bushmaster. In some parts of the country, those are considered the best. When you think about it, there are a lot of different bullets out there that you can use, and I guess whichever one works best for you is probably the best cartridge there is. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400.
Forecast for today, increasing clouds throughout the day. We'll have a 40% chance of showers and storms, highs mid-70s, south winds at 5 to 15, shifting to the southwest. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows upper 40s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, highs upper 60s. Sunday, sunshine, highs upper 50s. Mix of clouds and sun across the region this morning. Lake City, 64. Mondovi, Plum City, Wabasha, and Nelson at 62. Pepin and O'Galley at 60 here at WRDN. And then we have clouds, even a little bit of sunshine at times. 63 with Darius Rucker and Comeback Song. It's 8:24.
I woke up again this morning, and when you know it, pouring rain. I went and burned a pot of coffee, and like us, I poured it down the drain. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know. This is my bad comeback song. I know I said I wouldn't miss you, but now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're on the feel good side of leaving, and I'm the backside of a mule. And I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my so sad comeback song. Now I'm laying down without you in this king-size empty bed. And I wish I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of you instead. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go.
I want the bells to ring, the choir to sing, the white dress to guess, the cake to call the whole darn thing that no one needs to know right now. I'll tell him someday, someway, somehow, but I'm gonna keep it a secret now. We'll have a little
Pepin Alma Eagles from all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Girl, I meant what I said when I said I do. Yeah, through thick or thin, I spend forever with you. But if I leave this world, baby, a little too soon, it hurts like hell to say. Someone new, he can have my truck sitting out in the drive, he can have this house, everything inside, my favorite fishing hole and my old dog too, but what he'll never have is the love I have for you. Girl, I hope and pray
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dylan Scott, What He'll Never Have, 8:34. I'm Brian Winnekins, and this weekend NASCAR returns. We're at Talladega this weekend, and we'll have coverage of the United Rentals 250 Saturday afternoon, starting at 2:30. And then on Sunday, it's the Yellowwood 500 with coverage beginning at noon here in WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Let's run down birthdays for today. This actress has been in the movies Adventures of Power, the producers, A Mighty Wind. He's also been on the TV show Better Call Saul and Laverne and Shirley. Michael McKean, 78 today. Astronaut Mae Jemison is 69. She was a mission specialist on the Space Shuttle Endeavour in 1992. This actor and TV personality was the co-host of the World Poker Tour. I used to watch that all the time. He's also been in the TV show Baywatch, The Dirty Dozen, and Apple's Way. Vincent Van Patten, 68 today. Alan Jackson is 67 today. He sold over 75 million records globally. He's no longer having to chase that neon rainbow, is it? He's found it. Also, director and Emmy Award-winning choreographer Rob Marshall is 65 today. Some of the things he's worked on include the movie Chicago, Stranger Tides, and the TV movie Annie. The Emmy Award-winning animator has won a TV Emmy for the TV series King of the Hill. We're talking about Mike Judge, 63 today. This actor is best known for his role as Julius Campbell in the film Remember the Titans. That's a good one. Wood Harris is 56 today. Also, actor Sharon Leal is 53. She's been in the movies The Christmas and Why Did I Get Married? Actor Jacob Artist is 33. He's best known for playing Noah Puckerman's half-brother Jake on the Fox series Glee. Born on this date, actress Jean Arthur, born in the state in 1900. She appeared in several films, including Shane and Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. This actor is best known for her role as Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies. Irene Ryan, born in the state in 1902. The founder of the grocery store chain Albertsons, Joseph A. Albertson, born in the state in 1906. Pope John Paul I, born in the state in 1912. Also, actor Montgomery Clift, born in the state in 1920. He was in several films, including From Here to Eternity and Judgment at Nuremberg. College Football Hall of Famer Don Coryell, born in the state in 1924. He made the transition from college to the NFL as coach of the San Diego Chargers, where he brought his offense to the NFL, known as Air Coryell. Sure loved to throw the ball. Country singer Earl Thomas Conley, born in the state in 1941. Motorcycle daredevil Evel Knievel, born in the state in 1938. Oh, as a kid growing up, you bet. Get our Huffy bikes out. Let's set up the ramp at the end of the hill on the street, and let's set up a jump, and let's be like Evel Knievel. You bet. that didn't end well. Let's just say. Actress Margot Kidder, born in the state in 1948. Everybody remembers her from the Superman films as Lois Lane. And actor and comedian Norm MacDonald, born in the state in 1959. Celebrating a birthday today, Tate Myers, happy birthday. Curtis Baskin, also celebrating a birthday today. Amy Benali has a birthday tomorrow. And Adam Richardson, over at Adam Super Service, celebrating his birthday tomorrow as well. So all of their names go into the big giant fishing tackle box coming up. We're going to pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They're going to win themselves a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Visit Durand Smokehouse for all of your grilling needs. Don't forget about the beef and pork bundles too from Durand Smokehouse. And our winner will also receive a certificate for a six-pack of dilly bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand for lunch today. Use that Dairy Queen app because you earn rewards points, and then you can redeem those points for some great Dairy Queen treats. We'll have our birthday anniversary club winner here coming up.
Calling all fall fanatics. Pumpkin. Toffee. Maple. The new DQ Fall Treat Menu has arrived for just a limited time. Get the ultimate spoonful with our fall favorite pumpkin pie blizzard treat made with real pumpkin pie pieces. Or try our new caramel toffee cookie blizzard treat, a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. So go fall in and savor the season with the irresistible Fall Treat Menu. Get it delivered in the app.
We've got what you want. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi. Forecast for today, we'll have increasing clouds throughout the day today, and we'll have highs mid-70s, 40% chance of showers and storms as well. Tonight's partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows upper 40s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, highs upper 60s. Mix of clouds and sun across the region this morning, Lake City 64, Mondovi, Pepin, Wabasha, Nelson 62. Pepin and O'Galley at 60 here at WRDN. Some clouds, 63. Congratulations to Christy Sabalco, this week's birthday anniversary club winner. Wins the certificates from Durand Smokehouse, Dairy Queen of Durand, and WRDN.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer, we found love growing wild. On the banks of the river, on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like when 30 was old. My biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
quick stop, midnight tea top, Jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, kicking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on a Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Church parking lot, trying not to get caught, take her home and give her your jacket, making it to second base by saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend daddy doesn't like, now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug zapper light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Hey. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby. Truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Song.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lainey Wilson, somewhere over Laredo, 851. I'm Brian Winnikins. Next hour, we're going to be talking with Jessica McMahon with the Pepin County Land Conservation Department about the Conservation Department's tree sale and the upcoming Haunted Trail Night on Halloween at Holden Park. We'll do that at about 9:10 or so next hour. Always love a good story of sportsmanship with high school sports. Of course, tonight we have our final regular season football game, Durand, Arkansas, and Mondovi. And, well, one Oklahoma girls high school basketball team is showing what true sportsmanship is all about. Now, the girls of Academy High School in Oklahoma City gave up their championship title after they saw a scoring error in the final game. Get this. They thought they had beaten Apache High School by 1 point with a buzzer-beating three-point shot. However, head coach Brendan King went home and rewatched the game and said, no, wait a minute. The three-point shot really wasn't a three-point shot. It was and ended up being only a two-point shot because the foot was on the line and it was not noticed. So he talked to the team and said, hey, I saw this. We didn't really win. Well, the team after the meeting said, then we have to concede defeat. And they did. The coach presented the championship trophy to the Apache High School team. That is some sportsmanship right there.
At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. I'm Carrie Scott. Let's work together to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Contact me or Tracy Fairweather, your local Thrivent agents, at 715-672-5458. That's 715-672-5458. Or visit our office in downtown Durand to schedule a complimentary consultation today.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour, so the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A pretzel cheddar club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Every Friday night there's a steady cloud of dust that leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up now. Got coolers in the back, tailgate's down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the tractor ain't seen Becky all week. Somebody said they seen them headed down to the creek. Farmer Johnson's daughter's just pulled up in a Jeep. Man, he knows how to grow them if you know what I mean. Old Dave's getting loud, but he don't mean no harm. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Stay out of the beans. If it starts to rain, we'll just head to the barn. We're country boys and girls getting down on the farm. You can have a lot of fun in a New York minute, but there's some things you can't do inside those city limits. Ain't no closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Oh, let's get down, y'all. Stay out of that hay.
Drive gravel flies.